Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Monday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. And I'm here, your host again, Brother Johnny Owens. Glad to have you along with us here as we'll close out the month of April this week and bring in the month of May as we get into the Friday broadcast. But we're glad to have you along with us, and we're hoping and praying that the music, as we always say, will encourage your heart. And I'm praying that the Word of God, as we study it together this week, will challenge us and maybe remind us of some things, and hopefully will conform us to the image of God's dear Son. And we'll certainly have prayer time together, our truth for the day, and a lot of good singing. And I hope you'll stay with us now as we get into it. I tell you, let's hear from the Faith Trio. Amen. I hope you'll be blessed by this. We're talking about out of His great love, He lifted me up. Amen.
Out of His great love, He lifted me up, set my feet on a sturdy rock. Out of His great love, I've learned the meaning of salvation. Out of His great love. Then He rescued me, now the song I sing. What a loving God is He. Out of His great love, He lifted me up, set my feet on a sturdy rock. Out of His great love, I learned the meaning of salvation. Out of His great love.
Now I shout His praise through all my days for His endless mercy and grace.
There's no other one who has greater love. With joy I will ever sing. Out of His great love He lifted me up, set my feet on a sturdy rock. Out of His great love, I learned the meaning of salvation. Out of His great love, salvation. Out of His great love.
Amen. Well, thank God I'm glad He loved me. Amen. You know, God doesn't love us because Jesus died for us. Jesus died for us because God loved us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Well, I tell you, that's a great song to get us started off today. And we got a few more like that here shortly. But right now, let me give you an invitation, a personal invitation to come visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible, preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist Church. We'd love to have you come for any of our services. This Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we'll be meeting for prayer meeting. And then 11 o'clock worship on Sunday morning. Of course, we have Sunday school before that at 10. And then we'll come back for the Sunday night service at 6 o'clock p.m. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us here if you don't have a church home. And we'd love to have you. We're right on the corner of 18 South Shelby, about 5 miles at the intersection of Highway 180, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. We'd love to have you come and visit with us here at Faith. Amen. Well, here's a good song from Right Side. We'll be featuring a song by them, at least one song from them each day this week. And I hope it'll bless your heart today as I think, let me see, which I don't want to get it wrong. This one was written by Jake Owens, the second oldest son. Amen. And this is a good song talking about In Red. I hope you'll listen to every word.
Mm-hmm. how he spoke with such wisdom, words they'd never heard until then. They seemed to jump out to me, how he came and died on Calvary. Those precious words that my Jesus said, they're written in red. They're written in red. With my Savior's blood, thank God he came and bled. They're written in red. Oh, how Jesus came and died in my stead. I think about it every day, and I'm happy now to say that my whole life has been changed by those precious words written. Wondrous night, the Lord came in my heart and I got saved. Only by the old rugged cross I've been redeemed and my sin did pay. My name is written down above in the Lamb's Book of Life with love. Written down because my Savior bled. And I wonder if they're written down in red. They're written in red. With my Savior's blood, thank God he came and bled. They're written in red. Jesus came and died in my stead. I think about it every day, and I'm happy now to say that my whole life has been changed by the precious words written. That my whole life has been changed by those precious words written down in red.
Written down in red, amen. That's right side singing for us today, amen. In our truth for the day, we'll look in the book of the 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 21. The Bible says there, for therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Look at all we missed. Look at all we missed. By not looking to God, but looking toward man. You know, it's God that said, he shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Man can't do that. Only God can. So let's look toward God and not toward man. Amen. Can you join me for a moment or two of prayer? Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today. First off, Lord, we want to ask You to forgive us of any sin that may be in our life, whether in thought, word, or deed. I pray You cleanse us. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings and for those things that You've done for us. And I pray that You'll touch those needs in our life and the blessing of the burdens upon our heart. And I pray, God, that You'll do that which we cannot do. Lord, I'm asking You, God, today to touch every life that may be listening to the sounds of faith today, and even those who may not be listening. But I pray that You'll touch them as well. Father, I pray that You may bless the songs that we continue to play today. I pray, Lord, as we look into the Word of God here in just shortly, I pray that it will sound forth as a trumpet and stir the hearts of Your people and evangelize the sinner. I pray to do that very thing. And Lord, we ask You, God, once again, God, to continue with us today and the days of this week here on the Sounds of Faith. I pray, Lord, that we'll focus our mind upon Thee today and forget about the circumstances that surround us, and let's look at the God that's above us. And I pray, God, that You do that impossible thing in our heart even today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me for prayer time today. I appreciate that so much. Those of you that may have remembered us in prayer, I thank you for that as well. And I'm asking you to continue to pray for us here at the Sounds of Faith, and that we'll always do what God have us to do, and continue to try to be faithful to His call in our life. Amen. Well, here's a good song from the choir. You hear this off of our CD from time to time, but this is a live recording in the church house. Of course, that one was too. But this is it's taken right out of a service here at Faith, and I hope you'll be blessed by this. It simply says, "I'm glad I got lost so I could be saved." Amen.
Yeah.
what a great day it was when I realized I needed to be saved. And boy, God didn't leave me with just that knowledge of my sin, but he also let me know about the Savior. And boy, I tell you what, today I'm glad to know that I'm saved today. Amen. Well, one more song before the message. We'll find you a Bible, and we're going to get into the little book of Ruth this week. The little book of Ruth, and we'll go there after we hear Miss Caitlin Conley sing. I never heard this song till the other Wednesday night. I had the service, and I had her to sing, and she sang this song. And boy, it fit perfectly to the message, and I believe it'll help you today. It says, I just want to please the Lord.
There are trophies to be won, successes there to claim, and some would give their very souls to reach earth's highest plane. But to count it gain would be my loss if I lay down commitment's cross. So I lift my eyes to things above, serve him with a heart of love. I just want to please the Lord, be in his will in every way, to be lost in his presence, found in his likeness, to hear him say, well done, someday. My plans had all been made, sins I already cast. The world was at my fingertips, I had arrived at last. But the cry cannot be pacified from my heart about to break inside. Then Jesus showed himself to me and said, let's look what you could be. I just want to please the Lord, be in his will in every way, to be lost in his presence, found in his likeness, to hear him say, well done, someday.
I believe anyone that's saved and right with God desires to hear the Lord say, upon that day we see him face to face, thou good and faithful servant. You see, if we're not faithful, we'll have no crowns, we'll have no rewards that we can lay down at his feet. But I'm glad that I have a heart that wants to please the Lord. And that's not saying anything good about me, because I ought to be in hell. But I tell anybody that's really truly born again, I mean, they're really truly born again, there's a desire in their heart to do what's right, and at least to try to attempt it. And I pray that song touched your heart as much as it did our congregation on that Wednesday, and then, of course, again today as we heard it again. In the little book of Ruth, I'm going to read a few verses just to start off with and kind of just give you some little thoughts today, and then get more into the meat of the message during the weekdays. And in the Word of God, in the book of Ruth, and verse number 1 of chapter 1, "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn into the in the country of Moab, he and his wife and two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the women was left of her two sons and her husband." That's very important, because in Jewish tradition, in Jewish law too as well, there is, if a husband died and the woman, the mother or the wife had children, had sons, it was their responsibility to take care of their mother. And I'd like to think that that's the way we are here today, that we would still hold to that even in our modern day America. And, I believe there's a lot to this honoring thy father and thy mother, more than just by obeying their, desires and their instruction. I think it goes a lot deeper than that, but that's another message for another time. But here we find one of the greatest love stories in the Bible. We have not met one of the main characters as of yet. I did not read about him, but you will find later on in the book, you'll find a man by the name of Boaz. And some would say he is the main character of the book, but I have to say that Ruth, because the book carries her name, I believe is the main character. But it's a great love story. It's a great story of redemption, and how God, in how Boaz is a picture of God in redeeming the outcast or someone that is not of the place and the people of God. But I want you to notice some things here. I said this is one of the greatest love stories. I will not say that this is the greatest love story in all the Bible. If I was to categorize what I think, this is my personal opinion. You may have a different one, but there's many love stories in the Bible. And of course, I don't put this one in the top three, but the love that Adam had for Eve. And personally, I believe he deliberately took of that fruit, knowing what he was doing was wrong. But he did that because he did not want his wife to be separated from him, as God had instructed that he said that thou shalt surely die. So in the mind of Adam, I believe that he believed that his wife would be taken away by death. And so he chose to, he loved her so much that he denied what God had said and participated in that. And of course, the story and how it ended. So I didn't put that in the top three. But if I was to put the love stories in the top three, I would start off in the book of Genesis chapter 24 at number 3. I would say that story where they go out and find a bride for Isaac. And boy, I tell you that God, Abraham sends them out to find a bride for Isaac. And boy, he shows Rebecca those jewels and things she's agreeing to go marry a man she's never seen. But I tell you, that's a beautiful love story. You can read it there in Genesis chapter 24. But here in number 2, I think number 2 here is our story that we're going to look at. And it's basically what we're going to do. We're going to tell you the love story here. and focus in on a couple significant points that I hope we can get across in the days of this week. But I notice, I believe that this Boaz's love for Ruth and Ruth's love for Boaz is probably one of the sweetest love stories in all the Bible. But I tell you what, there is no greater love story than Jesus' love for the sinner. There is no greater love story than Christ's love for his church. Oh, the Bible tells me that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible tells me also that what love would one man lay down his life for his friend. But the Bible says that God commended his love toward us in the while we were yet sinners. I said, yet sinners, Christ died for us. How can you top that love? Oh, what a great love story. You say, well, preacher, does God, there's nobody in my life that loves me. Well, let me tell you something, friend. There's one that loves you. There's one that knows you. There's one that can help you, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. His love goes deeper than any stain of sin. His grace and his blood flows today, and you and I can benefit from that love, that greatest love story of all, the love of God for the sinner. You say, well, I had a man say one time that he didn't believe God loved the sinner, because the Bible says that God is angry at the sinner all the time. Well, I understand what that says. I understand that. I don't believe God loves sin. No, I do not believe God loves sin. Matter of fact, he can't even look at it. He don't even look upon it. He had to turn his back on his own son because of our sin. But I do believe God loved the sinner. He came to die. Paul said he came to die for sinners. And Paul considered himself the chief among the sinners. We've got several little things that we've jotted down on a little envelope. This would not be homiletically correct, and it would not be probably not going to be the best outline that you've ever heard. But just some very practical things here from the little book of Ruth that I believe will help us. One of the main things that I hope it'll help us to do is remember that every choice that we make, every decision that we decide to do, carries consequences. And I pray that we'll stay together here all week long as we look through this little book of Ruth, and we'll look farther in it tomorrow as we come back again for the Sounds of Faith. Until tomorrow, God bless you. Now is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.